Welcome to the Rice Memorial Missionary Baptist Church podcast. This is a production of Rice Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, where Apostle Walter F. Camp is the senior pastor. This ministry is dedicated to the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, to the end that we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and faithfully walk in the maturity demonstrated by Christ as commanded in Scripture. Make sure you like, subscribe, and hit your notification button to get new messages on a regular basis. Enjoy this message and please study along with us.
Time this morning in praise, amen. I tell you, the Lord loves the praises of his people, don't he? And that's a joy to be able to praise him, amen. It's a joy to be able to praise our Lord and give him honor. Father, we do thank you and magnify your name. Honoring you today, Father, as we always do, Father. Thanking you so much for what you've done and what you will do and continue to do in our lives, Father, as we continue to walk with you, Father, and continue to trust you wholeheartedly, giving all ourselves to you, Father, every part of our beings, leaving nothing out, Father, knowing that we only trust you, the one and only true living God that there is, and there is none other like you. Hallelujah, Father. We worship you, Father, in the beauty of holiness as we lift our hands up unto you. Thank you, Father, for your spirit, for your love, your patience, your guidance, Father, your understanding, for keeping us, Father. Hallelujah. Shadadaboshi. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We can be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, isn't it just awesome to be free and able to praise our Lord and Savior. And it's just a wonderful thing to be able to praise God and knowing that there is no repercussions behind it and loving him the way that he should be loved. Amen. Amen. And I was up early this morning by 5. I said I was going to go out to my little man cave and work out a little bit and got a chance to give me about an hour of workout time this morning. And after I got done, I come back and as Laura was showering, I said, I'm going to lay here and take a little power nap. And as I lay there, I tried to go to sleep and God started talking to me about some things, and he started giving me a open vision about some different things. And, you know, guys, we really, really need to recognize all that God has always done for us. And when he was always there, there's times he was there that we didn't even think that he was there. But he was there. All, and you know, I was thinking about I had saw, and I thought I was asleep, but I know I wasn't asleep. I'm hearing everything going on around me, and I was seeing how the enemy tries to entangle himself in certain things where you don't recognize him. I saw where this snake was wrapped up in these vines, but I was any little movement, I would catch it, and I would see it as it moved. And God started showing me some things about how merciful he is and how he's been there for me all of my life, even when I didn't even think that he was there. And he took me back in 1987. I was on I-95 heading to Connecticut, and I fell asleep at the wheel, driving 75 miles per hour. And you know, at that time, I wasn't in church or preaching or none of that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm like, oh, I was lucky. You know, that's why I said I was lucky. You know, and back on I-95, they had these riffles on side the road. It was like some, you can hear, you know, like they, when you go off the road, and that's what woke me up. And a good friend of mine, Don Manning, he's pastor down there in Goole, Arkansas. He was in the car with me. And I was, I started reflecting back and thinking about that this morning. God was showing it to me. He said, see how I was there with you? Even when you didn't even think I was there, see how that was me that woke you up. Because as I went off the road, I'm thinking the riffles woke me up. That ain't what God woke me up. And he said, see how I protected you even during that time. And when you think about it, I wasn't about 26, 27 years old at that time. Now I'm 61. And I was thinking, my life could have ended way back then, way back before I even met Rice Memorial. But God had a plan. Amen. And then he showed me another time. I was headed to, this was in 1989. I was headed to Chicago, Illinois. I was working in Chicago. And I remember this guy I had met up there. I had come home for a weekend, and I met this guy up there in Chicago, and he was into these Oldsmobiles, Cutlasses. And he said he didn't want to buy them one up in up north because the salt would eat them up. You couldn't hardly find a good car. So I found him a Cutlass here in Arkansas in North Little Rock. And I was driving it back for him. And I remember getting pulled over in Lone Oak, right at on the interstate in Lone Oak, because it didn't have tags on it, you know. It just had a bill of sale in there. And I was just thinking about, even with that time, how so much stuff go on. I could have had some real big issues during that time because there's so much mess happening. But I remember as that he let me go, and I got probably about 3 hours out of Chicago. I got so sleepy, Dave. Man, I couldn't keep my eyes open. And I pulled over into this rest area. And as I sat in this rest area, I said, I'm going to get me a cat nap. I said, I'm going to get me about 10, 15 minutes, you know, I'm going to get me a good snooze and I'll be ready to go. I don't know how long I was asleep. I was out of it. I end up, I heard this knock on my window. We out in the middle of nowhere. A knock on my window. And I woke up. The state trooper woke me up. And he told us, he said, it's not good to be sitting out here on these parking lots and things because there's so much was happening. So much could happen. But yet and still, when God was showing me all these things this morning, this is like an open vision I was having. If he was showing me these different things, I was looking at the mercy of God, the compassion and how he loved us, how he cared, how he kept me. And you know, sometimes we don't really think about how God is there. He's there not because of how I feel. He's there because he is what I believe. He's there because he say he's there. He's there because he said that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. That's what he said. I got to thinking about those things this morning. And when you meditate and think about these things, can't nothing but joy arouse in your heart and say to your Lord, God, I owe you. Look what you've done. I could have not even been here. It may not even been an amen or Christian. This was for the 90s. I could have been gone. I wouldn't even No, none of you guys. But look at God. Man, I thought of it. I said, look at you, God. All the time when I'm thinking that I don't know, didn't recognize who you was, or didn't even think that you may have even existed, but you are eternal and you are an existent being. He was there. God, this, life is something that we shouldn't take for granted. We should, 2019, I should have been dead in 2019. God got a plan. 2019, the 3,000 pounds of silo fell on top of me. I shouldn't have made it. If you can remember how my helmet was, it crushed my helmet in three different spots. When the doctor saw me, he said, "It ain't no way you should be alive." When that man opened me up and saw how I was tore up inside, it freaked Christy out, didn't it? It freaked her out. Like, you'll never be able to use that body, that arm. That arm is, boy, you don't tell me what God, don't tell me what God can't do. Hey, that arm is right, B. If I worked out this morning, little B, that arm is right. That's God. That's God. Don't let the devil come in here and try to fool you with that foolishness. That's God. Don't tell me what God can't do. I even started getting in a little doubt one while when they was working me and telling me, "Oh, you're going to be okay." I said, you realize how I feel right now? Man, I can't even move. I couldn't even sleep at night. Stayed up all night sometime. Couldn't rest, in pain, hurting, thinking, no, this ain't going to ever pass. And then one while the devil would even start talking to you. He said, you know, death is even better. The devil tell you that stuff. I'm telling you now, you can be in such pain, the devil said you can release all of that. That's right. I ain't no fool though, Walter. I ain't no fool. That's right. Ken ain't releasing nothing to the devil to get rid of some pain. Man, but I was just blown away this morning where God was just, you know, an intimate time with him and just spending time with him and listening to him as he talked to you. And as you feel his presence, isn't the presence of the Lord wonderful? Amen. Don't you just love that high? Amen. That's a great high, to feel the presence of the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and get into a few things this morning. Turn with me to the book of Philippians. I got to thinking about some things that I was thinking about. How we should always keep our mind and how we should always be thinking and how to keep your mind strong. Because it's so much that goes around in the world today and there's so much adversity that we face. It's easy to get distracted and it's easy to get your mind off of what you ought to be doing or what you should be doing. And that is all by design. That's how the enemy set this thing up. But I look at what God said about it. Philippians 4 and verse 4 said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And he reiterated it. What did he say? Rejoice and again rejoice. He didn't just say rejoice in me always. He said, and again, keep on rejoicing. I don't matter what you're dealing with or what you're going through. Rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say just rejoice in me sometimes. He said all times. Even when things are not looking so good for you, even when the enemy come up against you, even when people are not treating you right, even when things ain't going so good on your job, even when your finances ain't where it should be, even when everything look like your world is crumbling down around you. He said, rejoice. That's saying a lot to me. Rejoice in me. Rejoice in the Lord always. Then again, I said, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. I'm going to rejoice in you. Why? because of the calmness, my moderation of staying calm, staying with a mild manner, staying with, I can't even think of the word, but just not letting nothing rock my boat, being calm, having some restraint. You know, a lot of people say, well, I couldn't help myself. You just don't know what I'm going through. You know, I hear that all the time. You just don't know. You just don't have, you have no idea what I'm dealing with. You have no idea what they said. You have no idea how they treat me. That you hear this all the time. And you'll even get to a point and you'll be thinking, well, you know, maybe they're a little bit right, but God said differently. You have no idea what I'm dealing with. God said, rejoice at all times. Let your moderation or your mildness or your gentleness or your calmness be known that the Lord is near. He's at hand. People should be able to see in you the calmness when you're up against a storm. People should be able to see the calmness of the Lord in you when things ain't going so well for you. They should see that calmness. They should see you being calm and cool because of what you understand. What I understand will keep me calm and cool. Also by what I'm looking at. What are you looking at? Are you looking at the wrong thing or are you looking at the right thing? Am I looking at my adversity or am I looking at my Father? I'm going to look at my Father. Not only am I going to look at him, I'm going to look at what he's done in time past over and over and over again. See, that's why he having me reflecting back, Jerry. He said, think about 1987. I'm pretty good with them dates, Big Dad. Big Dad ain't too good with them dates. I ain't busting them out, but it's just the truth. I'm pretty good with them dates. He said, look back at 1987. What I did for you. He said, don't only look at 1987. He said, also look at 1989. What I done for you. He said, look at 2019. We can go on and on and on. We all got it. We all got testimonies. We can go on and on and on. And as I was looking at the one in 1987 when I ran off the road, I was telling Laura just this morning, I said, honey, you know, it could have been a bridge right there. I could have went off in a ravine, a river, an ocean, anything. But God protected me. And I thought about, when I was thinking about Mara, and I was driving by 75, and I think that what the speed limit was during that time. I think I was driving by 75. Mel was driving even faster when I fell asleep. Your feet may have got heavy. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about even your idea, Walter, when you fell asleep and you heard the voice of God call your name. It's just the voice of God. And he wants to do for us. And he wants you to know that he's there. He wants you to know that I have never left you. That's right. He said, I don't care what you're doing or what you're dealing with or what you're going through. I'm still here. But are you listening? Are you listening? Amen. That's the key. That's why I rejoice in the Lord. He said, rejoice in me. You know, he said, I'm always that hand. I'm here. The Lord is that hand. Be careful for nothing. Those are some of my greatest passages. Not to worry. I remember when I first come here, I know this message was preached, and I know all of you guys that have been here all these years are going to remember this one. Don't worry. Don't y'all remember that message? It was a series. Walter, I know you remember, don't you? Don't worry one. Don't worry two. Y'all don't remember that? Don't worry three. Huh? Y'all remember that? Don't worry. That was taught over and over and over and over again. Don't worry. Don't fret. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry. Don't be uneasy. Don't be uneasy when things ain't looking so good. It's easy to get uneasy. It's easy to talk about it if you ain't going through anything. But can you be uneasy? Can you contain yourself when you're going through? Don't be uneasy about things. Don't fret. Don't worry about it. Don't let that stuff take you out, because it will. And I said to don't fret or don't worry. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request or petition, if I'm petitioning God for something, be known unto God. If I want anything from him, I'm going to talk to him about it. If I got a situation or a problem, I'm going to talk to him about it. If something is bugging me and bothering me, I'm going to talk to him about it. If I'm in fear about something, I'm going to talk to him about it. If it's something that I'm fretting about, I know I need to deal with it. I'm going to talk to him about it. Why is that? Because he said that he's always at hand. He said, I'm near. I'm here for you. I'm near. I'm here. I'm not going to restrain myself from being calm. A restraint is the act of holding back. I'm not going to hold back of being calm. I'm going to be calm because I know who I am and I know who he is in me. And I know he produces his fruit in me. Amen. He said, be careful for nothing. Don't worry. Don't be uneasy. Just be worry free. Boy, that's a good word there. Worry free. I like that word. Just be worry free. That's a good feeling. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easy when you know how. All you got to do is stay on top of the things of God. It's easy when you know how. Meditate his word day and night, Joshua 1:8. Isaiah 26:3, he'll keep us in perfect peace whose mind stayed on thee. Because I'm trusting him. If I want to get calm, I need to think about the Lord. I need to think about his testimony. I need to think about who he is. I need to meditate his word. That's how I'm going to get it. If I don't, it's either. And the devil wants you to look away from it. Why? To keep you uneasy. That's why he wants you to look away. He wants you to look away from it so he can keep you tormented. That's how he works. He wants you to not think about the testimony of God. He don't want you to think about what God has done and what he can do and what he'll continue to do. If you reflect back on the goodness of the Lord, it should give you a great emotion. It'll give you a high, and it'll make you feel wonderful. Karen asked me, how you doing this? I said, marvelous. I don't even talk like that, Jerry. I said, I'm doing marvelous. Because that's how I felt. I feel marvelous. I feel great. That's how I feel. So I just told her how I feel. But the devil don't want me to feel that way. He want to keep chaos in my life and keep a ruckus and stuff like that going on. And by me knowing that I petition God and I trust him and I have the come, and he said the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall do what? Keep you. He keep your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. He going to keep your thoughts, he's going to keep your feelings. He'll keep those things under control for you. See, you can't do it. You know, we try to do it. We can't do it. He can do it. He can help us do it. You know, him and us together. We got to work together to get it done. Amen. You can't do it on your own. You know, you may think you can do this stuff by yourself. You can't do it by yourself. You got to have the help of the Holy Ghost to help you get through some things. You got to have the help of the Holy Ghost to calm you of some fears sometimes that you're dealing with. You got to have the help of the Holy Ghost to help you when you're going through a tormentuous situation when people are coming against you. You got to have the help of the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you're going to survive it. You know, we went on vacation just a month ago, me and Dale and T and Mike and Terry and them, and I was looking at the depths of the ocean. Man, I'm thinking, little Dave, and I ain't no scientist, man. I think I was looking at some area, and that ocean was 35,000 foot deep. I said, that's a lot of water. That's a lot of water. And this old boy can't swim a bit. Never learned how to swim. Can't swim a bit. That's a whole lot of water. But I wasn't trusting in the ship. That ain't where I put my confidence. It was a good ride, but that ain't where I put my confidence. I said, Lord, you got this. And when I got on them planes and we got on one, we was coming back from Georgia, I think. We was headed home. And I don't know if y'all remember how rough that ride was. That plane was doing a boogaloo, boy. I'm like, what is this? That plane was doing everything. I said, hey, I ain't putting my trust in this. But I didn't fear either. Why? I did not fret. I did not worry. I sat there and talked to mama there, and we just chilled out and relaxed and rode that bird on in here, Derek. Hey, but the enemy, he gonna talk. He gonna whisper. Man, 35,000 feet. Man, you can't land on your feet with 35,000 feet. You can break all your bones in your body. 35,000 feet, man. Boy, that's a long fall. What am I going to be thinking about as a fall? Who all I'm going to be thinking about? Get this in order, get that in order. Too late then. Plane can't go nowhere. Plane got to get me back home because I trusted in thee. I trust in God. Let me tell you something. Wickedness is all around us, every day and every night, 24/7. As we sleep at night, the enemy is playing. He out there. You make sure you keep that covenant and do what you're supposed to do. Watch yourself. Don't get me wrong. Don't just be stupid. You know, I ain't stupid. I mean, I trust God, but I'm still watchful. I come out the house at 5 this morning. Trust me, I ain't just come out blind. I'm watchful. I ain't gonna say it. But then though, but I'm telling you guys, God just put that in my spirit today. That just rejoice in me. Rejoice in me. Stay calm as he teach me whatever you petition me for. He said, I got you. I'm going to take care of you. Don't forget what I've done. Don't forget who I am. Always make me first place in your life. You do that, sky's the limit. Amen? Amen.
Thank you for studying God's Word with us today. Worship at Rice Memorial begins with Sunday School at 9:30 a.m., followed by praise and worship at 10:45. And on Wednesday nights, we have Bible study from 7 to 8 p.m. Children's Church is also available, where they can receive the Word of God on their level. Once again, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit your notification button to get new messages on a regular basis. You can also like us on Facebook and visit our webpage at ricememorialbaptistchurch.org. Rice Memorial is located at 15th and State in Little Rock, but for the time being, we're worshiping at City Church in College Station, Arkansas. Thanks again for tuning in.